for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com.
Saturday afternoon, May the 25th, 1985. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Irma and Glenn Miller are the ministers. Well, Irma's going to come and minister to us this afternoon. You can be seated, and then we will work on that which she ministers on and believe that the Lord's going to set many of us free from problems that may not even be ours.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to Deuteronomy 18. I'm going to talk on the occult this afternoon. And many of us have dabbled into the occult ignorantly, but Satan doesn't play fair. And so he has caused us much distress because of dabbling into the occult. Many of you have done it innocently. Many of your parents have done it, and your grandparents, and you are suffering. The sins and iniquities have been visited down upon you. The 18th chapter of Deuteronomy. I'm going to read quite a bit of scripture, and then I'm going to talk to you. Ninth verse. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Now, we've been talking about the nations, and America is not considered a pagan nation. We are a Christian nation yet. You may not think so, but you get off the plane in some foreign country where it is a pagan nation, and you'll feel like 2 ton is on you. I remember the day we got off the plane in Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden. I just felt like this. And I said to Glenn, what is this? That was before drugs had really come to America. But it was open wide in Sweden. They furnished them to the kids. And all of the American kids that were trying to get out of the war had gone over there. They were walking the streets as derelicts. And on every block, they could go in and get dope. And that was my first experience of seeing young people on dope, and it had a tremendous heaviness on the nation. So we are not to learn to do after these nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. Now that takes in soothsayers, fortune tellers, hypnotists, magicians, mediums, psychics, and necromancing is praying to the dead. So if any of you have been in a church that prayed to saints, dead saints, or prayed to Mary, they're dead. We're to pray to Jesus. He's alive, isn't he? So you will need deliverance from that. Now you may say, well, I don't do that anymore. Well, let's just wait a little while before you make up your mind too much. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. It is the Lord God that is going to drive out our enemies. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God, for these nations which thou shalt possess hearken unto observers of times and to diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy 5 and the 9th verse. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. How many know what happened 4 generations back in your family line? It'd be 160 years ago. So you may be carrying sins and iniquities that have been visited upon you for 160 years. Now think about that a little while. Now let's go to the 17th chapter of Deuteronomy. Really, you should read See, Jesus preached from the Old Testament. You know, I know I've grown up where you don't pay any attention to the Old Testament. We're just living in the New Testament. But that's not true. You start reading Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Now, we can handle Psalms 23 and Psalms 91. That was all right. But we never looked back into these scriptures. See, and that's why we have been so ignorant. And that's why when we get to a wall and we can't get over it, we don't know what to do. Now, maybe none of you are like that, but I was involved in things like this that I didn't know was wrong, and it was coming from my grandparents, and I'll tell you about it a little bit later. All right, Deuteronomy 17, 2, second verse. If there be found among you within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman, which hath wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God, you know any wickedness, wicked people? In transgressing his covenant, and hath gone and served other gods, and worshiped them, either the sun, or the moon, or any of the hosts of heaven, those are the fallen angels, which I have not commanded, and it be told thee, and thou hast heard of it, and inquired diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain, that such abominations is wrought in Israel, then shalt thou bring forth that man or that woman which have committed that wicked thing unto thy gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die. Now, the Lord Jesus made a way, so we're not stoned. You know, they stoned all the rebellious children. Well, we'd have to use all the stones in Arkansas to stone the rebellious children in this day, but praise God we have grace. There is a way out. There is a way out. But we still have to repent. All right, let's go to Leviticus 19, 26 verse. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood. We'll be talking more tomorrow about causes of diseases is blood. Neither shall ye use enchantments nor observe times. Ye shall not round the corners of your head. Neither shalt thou mar the corners of thy beard. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. The marks would be tattoos. And in another place it talks about don't make any cuttings, which could mean even pierced earrings. And if you take out those pierced earrings, is a symbol of harlotry. I know I'm coming down hard, but I don't mean to. I have to tell you the truth. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom, and the land become full of wickedness. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Regard not them that have familiar spirits. Those are witches, fortune tellers, Pentecostal witches, diviners. Neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. All right, that's Leviticus 19. Let's go to the 20th chapter now, 27th verse. There's a lot in between. You need to go home and read all of these books and start underlining things that the Lord shows you to underline. Now, this may get into something that Glenn might be teaching on tomorrow, but let's see, I'm only going to read the 27th verse. There's a lot in that chapter. A man also or a woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Now that's pretty serious. And that's what the Lord said to do. All right, let's go to Leviticus 20 and 5 and 6. Just go back a little bit. 5 and 6. Then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off. When the Bible talks about cutting him off, that means he'll die. And all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech, that was a god, from among their people. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Pretty serious, isn't it? Now let's go to Leviticus 18 and 23. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. We have many people coming here with bestiality spirits in them. You say, oh my, that's awful. Yes, it is awful. And it's confusion. We had a girl here recently, pretty girl, beautiful girl. She was saved and she had the Holy Spirit, but she had fooled around sexually with dogs and she barked like a dog. She screamed. She was here 3 days and God mightily delivered her. And you have to get used to these things. It is terrible, but I dare say there are people sitting right here in this audience that has some bestiality in them. See? And we can't be so nicey-nice about this. We've got to come right to the core of it and call it what it is. And the minute you confess it, the enemy is going to leave. He cannot stand the blood of Jesus coming down over his nest. And he will go. And the sooner you learn to confess things, the quicker you're going to get delivered. Is that right, Pastor? Okay. All right, 1 Samuel 15 and 23. I'm taking you real fast, and I'm leaving out. I thought Glenn was going to talk too, so I'm not going to read as much as I would like to. But you can read. You need to sit out and read the whole Old Testament and see really what it says. 15 and 23. For rebellion, how many know what rebellion is? Is as witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Iniquity is when you know better and you do it anyway. How many do things when you know better and you do it anyway? That's iniquity. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And this is about Saul. And you need to read the whole chapter and then you'll get a better picture of it. Now let's go to Exodus 20. And the fifth verse, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. This is graven images, and there are many, many people that have bowed down to images in religious rituals, and those things have to be confessed, and we have to break the curses that the Lord has put on us. Now, you say, oh, God doesn't put curses on us. Oh, yes, he does. If you don't pay your tithes, you're going to get a curse on you. He says it in Malachi. If you don't give him glory, you're going to get a curse. And we have a book back there about breaking free of curses. My land, there's even curses when children slap their parents in the face. You know that? This is serious business, people. We're not playing around these days. We've got these things in us, and we've got to get them out, and we've got to break free from them. Then we can go on into Canaan land and have a rejoicing time like he was talking about last night. And he was talking about a lot of things I don't understand, but boy, I want to find out. Exodus 34 and 7. Let's read the sixth verse. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering. I tell you, he is long-suffering toward all of us. We would all been stoned to death years ago, long ago, if he hadn't been long-suffering toward us, and abundant in goodness and in truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin. There's a difference between iniquity, transgressions, and sin. That's a study all by itself. And that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. 160 years, visited them on you. You say, oh, it runs in my family to drink, or it runs in my family to have diabetes, or it runs in my family to get angry and throw things. Well, it's the iniquity and sin that you're bearing from way back. Your father did it. Your grandfather did it, and your great-grandfather did it, or your mother did it, and see, we've got to break loose from all those things. How many understand what I'm talking about? Good. Now we're going to go to Numbers 14. Numbers 14 and 18. This reads almost alike. The Lord is long-suffering. If you'll notice back here, you'll get about three scriptures that all mean the same. They may read a little different, but they'll be verified three times. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty. You can't get by if you're guilty. You've got to repent and ask the Lord to cleanse you. You cannot get by with it. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation. That's in Numbers 14:18. Of course, there's a lot more. I've got my whole chapter almost marked. Did I give you Exodus 34:7? Okay. Let's go now to Galatians 5:19. Some of you breathed a sigh. I'm finally getting to the New Testament. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery. We have, no doubt, a lot of people in here that have committed adultery. Fornication. A lot of people in here committed fornication. Either spiritual fornication or spiritual adultery or natural. It's both. Or either. When you go whoring after other gods, go to fortune tellers, you are committing spiritual fornication. You're trying to get information from another god. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. That's immorality. Lewdness. Pornography. We were in a plane airport recently, two or three weeks ago, in Memphis, and I've seen lots of things in California. I've lived in there 32 years. But I'm telling you, the girls that were getting ready to get on that plane were almost nude from the waist up. I haven't seen anything like that in California. It may be out there now. But I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. Lasciviousness, pornography. Christians buying those awful, horrible magazines and looking at them. Idolatry, idolizing your children, idolizing your home, idolizing your church, idolizing the beautiful windows in it, idolizing your pastor, idolizing some minister. We have people that, they have hundreds of tapes of certain ministers and they wouldn't listen to anybody else. And you know, sometimes they've come here and we've had to cast those preachers' spirits right out of them. They even talk like them. They slur their words like them. Isn't that silly? See, that's idolatry. Witchcraft. There's a lot of witchcraft, rebellion in all of us yet. We don't need to be so smug. You know why we're rebellious? Because we don't know the Word of God. You know, we don't deliberately just, well, some people might deliberately, but I try not to just deliberately go against rules or laws or things, you know. But I mean, if I don't know the Word of God, there's no excuse for that because I've got probably, I don't know how many Bibles we own. Do you, Glenn? Probably 15 or 20. And we have not learned the Word of God enough to know when we're being rebellious and when we're not in all areas. Now, we know a lot. We know we don't commit adultery. We know we don't steal. We know we don't lie. We know we don't cheat. We know we don't do this and that. But if we do it, then that's iniquity. See, we know better and we do it anyway. But there's a lot of other things in the Bible that God is saying that we haven't even learned about. Now, the man brought up things last night. Brother Thompson. Well, I'm going to get off of that now. Hatred. Why? You know, we have summer. We have youth camps here. And we had a certain denomination come, and then there was another group wanting to come of the same denomination, and we let them come because it wasn't enough to really near fill up. My land, that one group wasn't here 3 hours till they were in a fight with their own brethren. Isn't that something? Why, nobody's ready for heaven. We have so much love of money in us, we'd be digging up the golden streets before we were there an hour. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Isn't that truth? Hatred against each other. Hatred of other ministers. Hatred of other denominations. Hate, just plain hate. Hatred of the husband. Hatred of the wife. hate. That's awful. Variances. Those are disagreements, just plain being cantankerous and disagreeing about everything. Emulations. That's contentions. Fighting around. Contending. Trying to find something wrong. Wrath. That comes from anger. You know, I'm not going to get on this, but you know that the Bible says wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. And you know that's where mockery comes from drinking wine. And rage comes from drinking hard liquor. And we've had experiences with this. And I had my eyes opened wide because I did not realize. You take somebody that's been a real drunkard. I mean, when those spirits, you start casting out spirits, this hatred and wrath will come forth in them. And I mean, they'll knock you down if they, those demons in them will, and yet the men don't drink anymore. They've quit drinking, but you see, the results are there. The powers are still there. Strife. How many know what strife means? I imagine all these pastors know what strife means. One rebellious, strifeful person in an audience can just tear up the whole church if you let it, if you let them. Seditions, that's mutiny. Seditions is mutiny. That's a Judas Iscariot spirit, always knifing somebody in the back, always against everything, you know, that's the flow. If we could just all flow in the Spirit in one accord, oh my, what the church of Jesus Christ could do in this world. And that's why we've got to get this out of us. We've got to get these works of the flesh out of us. And behind every sin, there's an evil spirit someplace. He might be standing over here, but most of the time he's in here or here. And we have to face that fact. Heresies. All kinds of strange and weird doctrines. Oh, I've never heard of so many things coming forth. Heresies. Envy. Envy will kill you. It'll eat up your liver. You know the old saying, green with envy? You just get real envious and you'll find out what happens to your liver. You'll have an attack, a liver attack. Murders, abortions. All people that have had abortions in here will be needing to be delivered of murder. Drunkenness and revelings, you know what that is, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Can you say shall not? Does that shake you up? Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what Brother Thompson is preaching to us about, the kingdom of God. And how many want to go into the kingdom? Well, we can't go in with any of these things in us. We've got to take these things tediously, one by one, and get them out of us once and for all. Are you for that? Now, let's read Revelations 21:8. Revelations 21:8. He that overcometh, seventh verse, shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving, all these preachers that are so afraid to preach the truth, find out where they're going to go to. Unbelievers, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I didn't write that. Who wrote that? Jesus the Lord. He's the one that said it. Does that put any fear in you? I want to establish the fear of God in you. The fear of God is to hate evil. That's one of the meanings. There's a lot of meanings to the fear of God. But we need to fear God. So we just don't do all these things at the drop of a pen. We fly off the handle at the drop of a pen. We do something that we know better. Now let's go to Romans 8. Everybody likes Romans 8, I think. 13th verse, if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify, that means become a mortician, put it to death, the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now don't be scared at that. I know there was a whole big group went through the country about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and said they were manifested sons. Well, they weren't. Most of them are all dead now. But we do have that to look forward to, all of us being led by the Spirit. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, and we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him. Brother Thompson had a lot to say last night or on the night before about suffering. That we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's the ones, the group that are going forth, the remnant that will go forth to deliver the world. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered, that's creatures or us, from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain. Do we know that? And together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Now, Brother Thompson touched a little bit on the redemption last night of our bodies. But that's what we're coming into. Our bodies are being redeemed. We've been preached to death. Our spirits are saved. Our soul or our mental capacities and emotions is being saved. But our bodies is what we have to come into. There's many people here have come up to me and said, I need deliverance from overeating. I need deliverance from pains in my body. I need deliverance from pains in my head. All of that, see, we're coming into this, getting the corruption out of us, and we're coming into the redeeming of our bodies. And the more deliverance you get, the more useful you become. You know that? These enemies drag us down and pull us down and usurp our energy and take it away from us. And the weaker you get, the more the enemy can strike you and hit you. Now I'm going to talk to you. The Word of God has talked to us, and you need to go back over those scriptures if you want to. I'm going to talk to you about the occult. First one I'm going to talk about is the fortune teller. I don't know if you'd like to put up your hands now of how many people that's ever been to a fortune teller. But if you've been to a fortune teller, then you will need the curses broken off of you, and it will relieve much pressure that's on you. I had never been to a fortune teller in my life. Growing up in a pastor's home, saved in 1932, as a young girl. But when Derek Prince came to visit us, he said to Glenn and I, you're both under the power of a fortune teller. Well, that sort of bowed you over, and he didn't mind bowing you over. He didn't mind telling you the truth, and you could either like it or lump it. I said, I don't want to be under the power of a fortune teller. And Glenn said he didn't want to be under the power of a fortune teller. And so we couldn't imagine. I said, now, I've read some horoscopes in the paper, but I never believed them. He said, well, that's part of it, but you're still under the power of a fortune teller, and it must be coming from your ancestors. See, the Lord, I don't know why he does it to us, but he causes us to experience these things so we know that we know that we know. And so he began to pray for me, and it was like a tent lifted off of me when he commanded that curse to be broken and that fortune teller spirit to leave me. Of course, I was sort of amazed, you know, about it. And then he prayed but I just sort of woke up. I was like I'd been asleep all my life and didn't thought that was just the way you are, you know, sort of gauncy and funny. And he prayed for Glenn, and I woke up more. And I thought, boy, this is wonderful. I can hear better. I could see better. I could think better. And why wouldn't anybody want to be delivered from those curses? I thought, well, this is wonderful. I don't know where this is coming from. A few days later, my mother-in-law, who always goes to church, she's 85 years old next month in July, and a very good Christian woman. And she came over to visit us, but it was a very strange thing. She would not go to the Derrick Prince meetings. We had 10 days with him. He stayed in our home, but she wouldn't go to the meetings. So I didn't know what was the matter with her, and I didn't even dream. And I said to her, do you know anybody in our family that's been to a fortune teller? She said, oh, yes, I had when I was 17 years old. And I said, would you believe that Derrick Prince picked that up on Glenn? And, oh, she hit the ceiling. She said, you tell that old Derrick Prince, he don't know what he's talking about. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. And it so frightened me that the tent came down over me again, off of her. So when Glenn got home that night, when we was back in our master bedroom, I said to her, to him, your mother's been to a fortune teller. And I told him what happened. I said, it's down on me again. Now, these were early days now of deliverance where we had absolutely no teaching and no books to read except the Bible. And if you are having trouble reading the Bible, it's probably because you have these curses on you from fortune tellers and everything, because you cannot concentrate on the Bible when these spirits are pulling at your mind all the time. So Glenn prayed for me, and he said, now, don't let her take you over anymore. Don't let that spirit take you over anymore. So I said, okay, and I was hoping I wasn't going to. Then I was still in consternation about my parents, and they lived back near Quincy, Illinois. And that summer, that was in, I think that was in the spring. And that summer, we went on a vacation back there, and right at a big family reunion, big table full of food, all the relatives there, I said, has anybody in this family ever been to a fortune teller? My mother said, oh, I had when I was 17 years old. And I said, did you know Derrick Prince picked that up on me? And you know what she said? Same thing. You tell that old Derrick Prince, he don't know what he's talking. This is coming from a preacher's wife now. He don't know what he's talking about. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. But my dad sort of took it up. He said, now wait just a minute. Maybe this does have something to do with our family. I'll tell you, in families where fortune telling is very prevalent, there's always strife, there's always divorce, there's suicide many times, and all of these things. So my dad started thinking about it and saying, now wait just a minute. He had wisdom, and he didn't fall for everything. He passed away at 85 here 3 or 4 years ago, but he said, now wait just a minute. So he calmed my mother down, and he started talking about it and thinking about it. He said, maybe that could be. Now, I'm going to get off of fortune telling. I think you've got the picture. Now, Ouija boards. A lot of people have Ouija boards in their family, and the kids have played with it a little bit. Now, we had a girl come here this summer for deliverance this spring, and she told me, well, I asked her several times, you know, a lot of people, they want you to become a fortune teller when you're praying for them, and they won't be honest with you. And I kept getting Ouija board by the spirit, and I said to her, have you ever had a Ouija board in your house? She said, no. I said, well, okay, and I knew it was something in the occult. And we prayed for her about other things, and she admitted to other things. And then the next morning, she wanted to come back for more prayer, and she was still kind of dense and everything, and I said, well, I'm coming back to the Ouija board. I want to know if you've ever seen a Ouija board, or what about this Ouija board? Because the Holy Spirit is saying Ouija board. She said, well, my sixth grade teacher brought one to school, and we all played with it when I was in the sixth grade. Now, this girl's now, I think she was 29 or 32, and she said, you know, a funny thing happened. I went home that night from school, not really understanding about the Ouija board, and my brother sexually assaulted me that night, sixth grade, and kept it up till I was out of high school. That's incest, by the way, and we'll talk about incest tomorrow. See, the Ouija board can open up doors for other things to come in. And fortune tellers will open up so other things can come in. Horoscopes and astrology, that's all out. You must get rid of it if you've got it in your home. ESP books, all clairvoyance, water witching. We had the Heath Candy Bar people brought their son here, and she told me that when he was little, maybe 10 or 11, 12, his little friends came over and they took her punch bowl, turned it upside down in the basement, and had a seance with this crystal bowl, and a ball of fire or light came out of it and ran around over the floor, and it scared him so bad, this boy, young boy, that he began to jerk like this. They took him to Mayo's, they took him every place, and they couldn't get rid of it. And finally, I think he was about in high school, a man of God prayed for him, and he was delivered of that. Any medium, we had a girl here, she had several spirits that named themselves medium, and she listened to the medium. She heard these voices, and she listened to them. And she also had been in Satan worship and gone to a lot of what do you call those bad movies? Horror movies, and what else? There's another thing they call them. The real dirty movies. X-rated movies. She'd been to all the X-rated movies that they made, all the horror movies that they made, and she had gotten this medium in her, and she had also gotten a spirit named Satan Lover in her. And he talked to her and had sex with her and wanted to marry her. I'm not talking off the top of my head. This is experiences of people that are Christians that are having this problem. Anytime, if you've ever been to a seance, I don't care if it was at a little slumber party when you were 12 years old, you'll need deliverance. If you've ever been hypnotized by the dentist or any doctor, or swung a pendulum in front of your face and tried to hypnotize yourself. Ekankar, that's a mind control thing, and soul travel. You need deliverance from that. Yoga exercises, all kinds of yoga. It's very strong and powerful. Levitation, table tipping. How many have ever played that? Table tipping, made tables tip. Need deliverance from that. Mind control. That is so prevalent, I don't even know where to start on that. It is so strong, people having mental powers. We had a boy here that studied witchcraft and had been on drugs and everything. He got saved. But he told us he could cast spells on people and make them keel over down the block. All people with Indian blood in them used to have spirits from the medicine man, from potions. We had a boy going to from Bogota, Colombia, came here from Fayetteville, from the university. He had a PhD degree and was teaching at the university. And he called and he wanted to come down here. And I said, when do you want to come? And he said, right now. I said, oh, well, okay. And he said he can't go into grocery stores because he steals, and he can't walk along the sidewalk because he tries to jump in front of trucks and cars. Here he is, a PhD teaching young people and with that terrible problem. So he came down here, and it was when we had the old building several years ago, and we began to pray for him. And the first thing that manifested, he knocked two men down and about 10 chairs over, and that sort of got everybody's attention, and fell to the floor screaming. And that spirit, it was called Aikido spirit, he was given potions in Bogota by a doctor from the time he's 11 years old to get rid of asthma, and the man led him right on in to this Aikido, which is a mind control thing high up from karate. And I tell you, in the old building we had a high ceiling back here, a high wall, and built kind of churchy like. And that spirit, when he fell to the floor and screamed, that spirit hit this wall like that and shook this whole building. The whole building just shook. That's how powerful it was. Now those people that are in that can just look at a lead ashtray that's real heavy or any object, and it'll just float across the room in thin air. And one time, what's the name of that famous ball player? He was ministering out at in Apple Valley.
He was the famous pitcher on the Angel team.
What's his name? No, way back.
Little guy.
He's a minister. I can't think of his name, but he was ministering to a bunch of hippies, and he came in and they said, he said, I'm going to show you the power of God in action. And they said, well, we'd like to show you the power of our God in action. So he said, well, okay. And they looked at a big ashtray sitting on a table, and it just sailed across the room and landed on another table back there. And he got up and left. He didn't have any, he didn't, he scared him. He came down to our house and he started telling us about it. And he had to seek the Lord. We had to seek the Lord. We'd never heard of that either. But it's very real. Spirit guides. A lot of people have voices talking to them all the time. We get people calling us, and these voices will tell them what to do. And they'll be doing all kinds of weird things. Reincarnation. There's no such thing as reincarnation. That is of the devil all the way. And if you believe in reincarnation, you're in trouble. Lamaze, having your babies by Lamaze. That is under the guise of witchcraft. That is hypnotism, and it is mind control.
Explain that a little bit.
We've had several women for several years, many babies they'd bring here for prayer, and they would, at first I didn't even know. I thought we had everything in California, but if we had Lamaze out there, I didn't know about it, but we had a couple come here for deliverance, and they had not had any children in 7 years, and they needed a baby and wanted a baby, and so we prayed, and they got delivered, and they had this baby. So she told us that she was having Lamaze lessons, her and her husband, Little Rock, the Baptist Hospital. Well, I didn't know what that was, and I didn't think too much about it, and about 2 weeks, when the baby was about a week or two old, we went over to Malvern to see it. And that little thing had a death cast over it. I said to Glenn, I wonder why that baby is so dark cast. He's got death on him some way. And when he was 6 weeks old, he had to have a hernia operation. And we were all praying for him, you know. And then little by little, all women, different women that were going to have babies, their babies would have something wrong with it. Now, Charlene's back there behind the book table. Her son lived down the road here. He's a horse trainer, had a horse farm down here. And they hadn't had a baby they needed a baby. I think they'd been married, 7 years too or something? 9 years. And they had this baby, and they had it by Lamaze, and its little eyelid drooped. It's a good thing they had a praying grandma, because it got well in a few weeks. And so that was another case. And the Pentecostal preacher's granddaughter up here, born, had Lamaze, and the baby had a hole in its heart. And I had all these cases, and I was saying to the Lord, now what are you trying to show me? I know there's something wrong with that, but what is wrong with that? And I could not ever get a book on it, because most of the girls that have those books, they pay $35 for them, and they're not about to let anybody have them or use them. So anyway, one day I was talking to the wholesale house, the book wholesaler, and I asked them if they had a book on Lamaze. She said, well, I have his autobiography, a paperback, and I said, send it to me. And the minute I picked it up, first chapter, hypnotism and mind control. Then I wrote an article on it, and I had got a lot of flack about that. So one day a man came, called, and said he wanted to be delivered from being a Mason. So I thought, well, that's going to be easy. Told him to come on over, and he's up at our house. Glenn and I began to pray for him, and I began to, something was throttling my throat. I began to choke, and I couldn't talk. I couldn't pray. I couldn't do anything. And we'd never been a Mason, but my grandfather was a Mason, and my grandmother was Eastern Star. I thought back after a while. They had to stop and pray for me, and I had to get delivered first before we could pray for the man. That's a little degrading. And I thought about it later. When I was a little girl, about 5 years old, I used to go to my grandparents. They had a grocery store, and up over the grocery store was the lodge hall up in northern Missouri. And they would be going to lodge, and I'd say, I want to go. And they'd say, no, you can't go because you don't know the password. So I thought, well, I'm going to find out that password. So after they went to lodge, they left me with a hired help in the store. I went outdoors, went around, crept up those steps real quiet, listening and listening and listening, trying to get the password. Doesn't take much. That's how I got that on my throat. So you need to be delivered. Jim, is an example. He's a good prayer warrior on Masonic things. If you've ever delved into metaphysics or had those books, you'll need deliverance. You'll need the curses broke off of you. Handwriting analysis. At the fair once, I had my handwriting analysis done. I had it in my desk drawer. And when we were getting ready to move here, Glenn was cleaning out something in the room where he kept his tapes, and our desk was in there. And I walked in there, and I said, "Oh, my, what's in here? Something's on my head." And he said, "Well, here it is. Here's handwriting analysis. I found it in the drawer there. We had to destroy that." Anything connected with magic, rock music, all Christian rock and all worldly rock music has to be destroyed. Amen. All the records. Amen. It's not the words of Christian rock that hurts you, it's the beat. And all people that have had a lot of dancing experience. I don't mean Christian dancing. I don't mean dancing before the Lord, but sensual dancing. They brought a girl here once. She was really almost mentally sick in a strange sort of way. And we were praying for her, and I said, "Have you ever done a lot of dancing?" She said, "Oh, yes." And she stood up, and she had an invisible partner, and she waltzed all over this room. We had all the chairs down. There wasn't anybody in here but about three of us girls praying for her. And then all of a sudden, she said, "Let's do the twist." And boy, she did it. She did about 15 or 20 dances before we could do anything. We got a real experience on sensual dancing. How many of been involved in that? If you have, we want to break those curses. Edgar Casey books, Gene Dixon books, Arthur Ford books, Ruth Montgomery books, all Rosicrucianist books, necromancing books, Mormons, Jehovah's Witness books, Christian Scientist books, Unity books, Baha, Theosophy, the Inner Peace Movement. All of those are in the occult and lots more. There's so many new things that we are so sheltered, we don't know anything about unless we have experience of praying with someone. Somebody comes here. What? The rainbow? Yes, those rainbow things, that's the New Age symbol, the New Age movement. They're on sheets, they're on children's clothing, they're on tennis shoes, they're on everything. It's the New Age movement. We have to wake up, Christians. We're not living like ostriches anymore, yes?
I don't know if it's
pretty safe, very safe, to read the Bible, isn't it? You're not going to get into any trouble reading the Bible. I know we have all those books, and so I've got so many books piled up beside my bed that I want to read, would like to read, but I always say, well, there's always the Bible. That has to come first. If you don't have time for anything else, you must read your Bible. Now, these are the symptoms of the occult: rebellion, unkept appearances. The minute kids go on dope, you'll see their hair comes down long and they're letting it all hang out. I mean, I'm rebellious. I don't care who knows it. I'm not cutting my hair and I'm not changing my clothes and I'm going to be dirty and so on. Sullenness, pouty people, depression, gloominess, indifference, irresponsibility. Have you ever seen so many Christians that are just irresponsible? Unpredictable behavior. Delusions. All kinds of dreams and visions. Some people just live on dreams and visions. Weird. Uncontrollable passions. Sex passions. Uncontrollable. And that's in a lot of Christians. Uncontrollable appetite. It's where your gluttony comes from. Not being able to control your appetite, from the occult. Sexual perversions of all kinds, homosexuality, lesbianism, all kinds of oral sex and all kinds of horrible perversions. Enslavement to drugs, alcohol, enslavement, slaves of alcohol, drunks, need help bad. Enslavement to tobacco, coming from the occult, somewhere back in your generation, if you can't quit smoking, then you need this curse broke off of you. Compulsive eating. Uncontrollable temper. Hate. And loud talking. Chronic fears. Nervousness and insanity. If you've had mental problems, you'll need deliverance from the occult. Self-pity. Isn't that a sick thing? We all like self-pity sometimes, but we can't have it. We got to get rid of it. Abnormal desire for attention. That starts out in little children. You know that? You know that children are born and you don't have to teach them to be bad, do you? To teach them to be good. Born with these things coming from our generation. Gambling. There's a lot of people that just can't keep from gambling. They're compulsive gamblers. A lot of people are hearing voices, and they're going by these voices. We had a woman from California. She used to call up, and her son had been on dope. He was about 25 or 30 years old. He wouldn't work, and he kept hearing these voices, and it was like a transmitter just coming into his head all the time. And he'd tell her what it was. And we prayed, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we sent ministers out there that we knew to go to their home and try to help him. And he had a father that was very cruel and mean, and he weighed 300 and some pounds, the father, and he wouldn't let them have food. He ate it all himself. He was a truck driver for Safeway. And this woman would call up screaming that her son was threatening suicide, and we prayed and we prayed, and one night she called and she was screaming so bad I couldn't tell who it was even, and she had found him hung. This voice was telling him. First the voice said to him, all the voice said to him is, don't sleep in your bed tonight, sleep on the front porch. Sacramento, California. So he did it. And the next few days the voice said, don't sleep in your bed, sleep on the floor. Gradually, see, he was hearing this and it was just telling him to do it. There's so much suicide in the body of Christ. People are taking their lives. Even ministers are taking their lives. Seeing apparitions, that's seeing ghosts or seeing things walking around. We had a letter from somebody, and they said their house was like an animal shelter. Toward evening, they could just see with their naked eye all these animals coming in, laying on their couches, crouching in the corner. And I don't know whatever happened with that. We prayed about it, but I haven't heard. But those are apparitions. You're seeing things. You're seeing out into the demonic world is what you're doing. Unable to read the Bible or concentrate on the Bible. Now, I know a lot of us have had problems like that or have problems today. Eternal security, believing in eternal security, that's a false doctrine. All kinds of false doctrines are all coming through witchcraft and all marital problems and divorces. Their root is in the occult. All strife and all discord. I brought that up before. Now, how many have symptoms? How many want to be honest? You got symptoms. Okay. Now, the whole earth, the Bible says, is groaning and travailing. We are in the period of travail now. You know, you women know what I'm talking about. When you have a baby, you're in the labor room, they call it, and you're travailing to bring forth that child. And the travail goes on and on, sometimes for hours and days, and sometimes it doesn't. But all of you that are having these problems are in the period of travail. And today, this is the delivery room. It's time to get rid of those things, and we're going to get them out of us, and we're going to be delivered. Now, they don't take you into the delivery room, and you can see the body of Christ, they don't swarm here by the thousands because they don't know what's wrong with them. You people have found out. Praise God, there are a lot of other places that are finding out about this, but we have been in travail. For years, we have fought things in our life and in our minds, and we didn't know what was wrong with us. But the Lord says it's time to come to the delivery room. Now, what goes on in the delivery room? They take you in there when you're just about ready to have that baby. So the doctor isn't wasting his time, and he comes in there, and you're mighty glad to do everything that doctor says to do, and you're mighty glad to do everything that nurse says to do because you want relief, don't you? You mothers, you know that. We'd just do anything to get rid of that pain and that awful travail. So this afternoon, I hope that you will listen. Now, the evil spirits, the Holy Ghost comes in as wind. The evil spirits come in as wind or breath. You have breathed them in. You have been born with them. Many of you have been born with them. They've come from four generations back. And tomorrow we're going to be talking, Glenn will be talking on incest. That comes from 10 generations back. That's 400 years. And I dare say we've all got skeletons in our closets. And we're going to deal with that tomorrow. And I'm going to deal probably with causes of diseases and healing. But today we're dealing with the spirits of the occult, the fortune teller, and all those things that the Lord is, Glenn, I think there's a man back there to see you. I don't know. But the Lord is wanting to deliver us. And we're right here and we're ready, aren't we? So let's do the first thing that we have to do, repent. I would like all of the helpers to get the paper towels and the get Patty and Kevin and some of them out of the back there wherever they're working. And get ready, because we're going to need a lot of helpers here this afternoon. And you that have worked in deliverance before, Don and his wife, and Lyle, and there's Kevin, and anyone else, some of you ministers. And we're going to, remember last night I said what cast forth meant? Cast out meant breathe out. Give a quick jerk and let them go in the name of Jesus. Now, a lot of them are wanting to leave right now because they don't like what's going on in here right now. Let's repent. Let's repent right now. Let's stay in the spirit now. Don't. Both feet on the floor. You pray after me. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We are a needy people this afternoon. We need deliverance. We're coming right to the point, Lord. We need you to deliver us. For you are our deliverer. We ask you to cleanse us from all connections of the occult. All the things we've inherited in our bloodline. All the spirits that have been passed down to us from our forefathers and all the things that we've done to allow the enemy to come in or to cause you, Father, to put a curse on us. We are sorry, Lord, and we repent, and we want to change our ways. And we want you to change us. We will cooperate, Lord. And we know you are faithful to forgive us. And so today, we just bring up all of our sins of gambling and drinking and sinning and being rebellious and reading all the things we shouldn't read. In all things connected with mediums, fortune tellers, praying to the dead, bowing down to statues, seeking after false gods, being disillusioned, messing around with mind control, and the Ouija board, Astrology, yoga, being intemperate, in all things, all of our uncontrollable passions. We're sorry, Lord. We need your forgiveness, and we need you to lift the curse off of us. We bow our hearts before thee. In humility, and your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
shall be delivered.
We call on you now, Lord.
We call on you now, Lord.
Deliver us from all evil.
Deliver us from all evil.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now we're going to call them out.
Praise you, Jesus.
Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, that name that's above every name. I take authority in Jesus' name over every evil spirit here this afternoon, and I bind it in Jesus' name, that it will not harm or tear anybody, but that they will obey the voice of that's commanded unto them, and they'll come out. And in Jesus' name, I bind them to the day of judgment, and ask for the angels of the Lord to come and take them and keep them until you judge them, Lord Jesus, at the day of judgment. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command you evil spirits to start coming out of these people and setting them free. Spirits of witchcraft and the occult, I bind you in Jesus' name. You spirits of witchcraft and the occult, come out in the name of the Lord. I break your bondage. I take your rights away. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. I break your bondage. I loose these people from your power in Jesus' name. Stand on. I break your power. Loose these people. Come out of them. Spirits of occult. Spirits of witchcraft. Spirits of the Ouija board. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of fortune telling. Spirits of the horoscope. Astrology. ESP. Telepathy. Clairvoyance. Water witching. Come out in Jesus' name. Hypnotism. Ekkakar. Yoga. Come out. Come out. Levitation. Spirits of levitation. Water witching. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power over these people. I take your rights away. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you have to obey. Come out, I said. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Take your rights away and take and loose these people from your bondage. Come out. Come out. I loose them. I set them free. I set us free this afternoon. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break their powers over these people in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out. Come out. Come out. I break your bondage over these people. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out. Come on, come out in the name of the Lord. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. You have to obey. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You spirits of depression that comes in with witchcraft. You spirits of depression and suicide. I bind you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Sullen spirits. Come out. Gloominess. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your powers in Jesus. The spirits of suicide. Spirits of suicide. I bind you. Come out. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. I break take your rights away. I put the blood of Jesus against you. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Move. Loose these people. Loose them. Come out. Come out. Angels of the Lord, come and assist us. Come, Lord, angels, and take these spirits and keep them till Jesus judges them. I bind them to the day of judgment in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of these people. Come out. Loose them. Alcohol. Spirit of alcohol. Spirit of wines. Spirit of strong drink. Spirit of anger and rage. Spirit of mockery. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I break your dominion over these people. I loose them from your powers in Jesus' name. Come on. Come out. Come out. You spirits that talk to them. You spirits. You guides spirits. I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your rights and take your authority away from these people in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out. Come out. Spirit guides. You spirit guides, I bind your power and I take your rights away. I break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Come on. Move. 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 Come on. Come on. Move. Move. Spirits from seances. Come on. Move. 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 Come on. I bind you to the day of judgment. Come out. Come out, I said, in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on. Come out. Come out, I break your dominion. Take your rights away. Come out, I said. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Loose them. I break your dominion, your power over them. Come out. Come out, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. And in the authority of his name, I bind your power. Loose them. Loose them. Come out, Father. Loose them. Come out. Come out, I said. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose her. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Move. Move. Come out. I bind you to the day of judgment. You will obey. Jesus is Lord. You will obey. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion over my sister. I loose her in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. All you spirits of witchcraft. Come out. Come on. Loose her. Loose her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I bind the spirits of the occult. All the spirits of the occult. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from the powers of the occult in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion over these people. I break the powers of the occult. Come on, move, move, move. Move. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose us in Jesus' name. Come on, you have to obey. You have to come out. Jesus is Lord. You have to obey in Jesus' name. You have to obey. You have to come out. I break your, take your rights away. I break your authority. I break your authority. I cut you off. I break your authority. I cut you off. Loose us. Loose us in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Move in the name of the Lord. Move. Move in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move. Move. Come on, move. Move in Jesus' name. Move. Move. Spirits of mind control. Spirits of mind control. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of Indian medicine men. Spirits of Indian medicine men. Of the witch doctor. Powwows and medicine man. Come out. Come out. Come out. Those of you who have Indian heritage, I break the powers of the Indian medicine man over you. I break the powers of the medicine man. I break that power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that dominion in Jesus' name. I loose these people from the powers of the Indian medicine man. I break that power. I take your rights away. I cut off that familiar spirit. That familiar spirit that followed the family line. I take authority over that familiar spirit and I bind its power and I command it to loose its hold in Jesus' name. I break the rights of the Indian medicine man, the familiar spirit of it, off of those who have Indian heritage. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I loose these people from them in the name of the Lord. I break their powers in Jesus' name. In spirits of reincarnation, I bind your filthy doctrine in Jesus' name. I break that dominion off of anyone here who's been involved in reincarnation or Rosicrucianism. I break that power and that bondage over these people. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. I loose them from that bondage in the name of the Lord. You spirits of Rosicrucian, reincarnation. I break that power in Jesus' name. I loose these people from your bondage in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Anyone here who's been involved with the Lamars, I bind that spirit in Jesus' name. I break that bondage off of them in Jesus' name. The spirit of Lamars, I rebuke it. I break it in Jesus' name. Karate, spirit of karate, I rebuke that in the name of the Lord. Spirit of karate, I rebuke it. I break its power in Jesus' name. Metaphysics, and handwriting analysis, and rock music, dancing, and magic, ventriloquism, and sleight of hand, and these things. I break that power of satanic power, and I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I take authority, and I bind your power, and I break it over these people, and I loose them from that bondage in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for hearing us this afternoon. I thank you for the angels of the Lord here to minister with us. I praise you, Father. I thank you, Father. I praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for deliverance for your people. I thank you for the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus. I praise you for the authority that we have in the name of the Lord Jesus. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you, Father. Thank you for it. All the spirits of witchcraft, all the spirits of the occult, all the spirits of voodoo, spirits of voodoo, I bind them, break those powers of voodoo in Jesus' name. Ancestral curses, I break those ancestral curses in Jesus' name. Jesus became a curse so we don't have to bear them, and I break the powers of them in Jesus' name over these people. Ancestral curses of witchcraft and voodoo. That's visited down on through the family line. The familiar spirit that's followed the family line. I break that power and that authority in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I loose these people from their authority. I break your dominion from off of them in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. Father, any relation that we've had with the books of Gene Dixon or Arthur Ford or Ruth Gumley or Edgar Cope or any other occult books. Father, I ask for authority now to take and break that dominion from off of these people in Jesus' name that have read these books. Help them to go home and destroy them and dispose of them. But I bind you, Satan. I bind you, demonic powers. I bind the familiar spirits that follow these different ones who have practiced the occult. I break that bondage off of these people, and I loose them from the bondage of it in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. I break that power and that bondage, and I loose them from it in Jesus' name. All the powers of the occult, the powers of sorcery, the powers of fortune-telling, I break those bondage. I loose these people from them. Those who have ESP or anything in that relationship, or mind control, I stand against it in the name of the Lord. I break the bondage off of these people. I loose them from it. Come out. Come out of them. Loose them. Set them free. You spirits of the occult. You spirits of voodoo. You spirits of ancestral worship. The familiar spirit that's followed down the family line. I break your bondage over these people in Jesus' name. I loose them from them. Come out. Come out. I break your bondage. I break your power. I break your power over these people. Come out of them. Come out of them. I break your powers over them in Jesus' name. Come on, move, move, move. Come out. Come out. Come out. I break your power. I break your bondage over them in Jesus' name. Move, move, move. Come out. Come out. Come out. We break your bondage over these people in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. In spirits of Catholicism. I bind the spirits of Catholicism. Praying to Marys. Praying to Mary, or praying to saints, you spirits of Catholicism, you spirits of necromancing, praying to the dead, I bind you this afternoon, I bind you in these people, I take your rights away, I break your dominion over them, I break your dominion, you spirits of Catholicism, praying to the dead, praying to Mary, or to other saints, I break that hold from off of you in Jesus' name. I loose you from that authority and that power in the name of the Lord. I break that dominion in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for it, Father. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. I thank you for the blood that cleanses and washes us this afternoon, that washes us and cleanses us from these things this afternoon in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Spirits of masonry. I come against spirits of the Masons. I bind that demonic spirit in Jesus' name. You spirit of Antichrist in the Masons, I bind you. I break your power in Jesus' name over these people. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. Eastern Star, I break the powers of the Eastern Star. I loose them from the powers of the Eastern Star in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. And any other secret organization, I break the bondage off of these people of their oath to a secret organization. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord, and I break that bondage over them and loose them from it in Jesus' name. I loose them and set them free. I break your powers over them in the name of the Lord. Any ancestral line, any ancestral curse that's followed from their ancestors being members of these organizations, I loose them from that dominion. I break your power, Satan, over them. I take your rights away. I loose them from your authority. I break your rights over them and I loose them from it. The blood of Jesus cleanses. The blood of Jesus cleanses. And I break that dominion off of these people in Jesus' mighty name. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it in Jesus. Thank you for the authority that you've given us in the name of the Lord Jesus to set the captives free. To set the captives free. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. I praise you for it this afternoon. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it. I praise you for it today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Spirits of fantasy. Spirits of fantasy. I bind you this afternoon. Spirits of deception, I bind you. I break your power over these people in Jesus' name. Spirits of fantasy and deception, I break your power. I loose these people from you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. I praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Spirits of false compassion. Spirits of false compassion. Feeling sorry for those who prey upon people. False compassion for people. That's not godly. I bind that spirit in Jesus' name. I break that dominion off of us in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. False love. False love. I break that power in Jesus' name. I loose these people from a false love in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord, for the authority that you've given us that we have in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we take that place of authority and dominion this afternoon. We stand and bind up the powers of Satan this afternoon. All the demon spirits here that we've called out or that are responding this afternoon, we bind them to the day of judgment and ask for the angels of the Lord to keep them till Jesus judges them. We thank you for it. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I come against the spirit of strife. I bind the spirit of strife, the spirit of divorce. You foul spirit of divorce that is coming in into the Christian families. I bind you in Jesus' name. You spirit of divorce, I bind you. You inherited spirit that's followed down because your mother and father divorced, your grandmother and grandfather divorced. I bind you, familiar spirit of divorce. I rebuke you over these families today. I bind you in Jesus' name. I loose these families from the spirit of divorce today. And I break that bondage and that power over them in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. You spirit of divorce, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. When I break your power and dominion over these people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Spirit of abortion. Spirit of abortion, I bind you this afternoon. I put the blood of Jesus against you. I loose these people from guilt. I loose them from guilt. You spirit of abortion, I bind you. I break your dominion off of these people. I loose your power over them in Jesus' name. Spirit of abortion, spirit of guilt, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. You spirit of murder associated with abortion. And I bind you and I break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. You spirit of abortion, I break your power over these people. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Spirit of murder, I bind you and break your power over these people in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com. There are many free audio files there. Thank you.